This is the BBC.
Hello and welcome to a brand new series of More or Less, weekly number wrangling on your behalf with me, Tim Harford. This week, we ponder Donald Trump's consumption of Diet Coke and the UK's consumption of, a different kind of Coke and whether it can be detected on our banknotes. We ask whether it can possibly be true that 20% of people can't name a single writer of literature. And does going to university pay? Not in terms of cultural and intellectual refreshment, such things are without price, of course, but in terms of cold, hard, cocaine-dusted cash. What originated in the Andean Highlands, was used by Sigmund Freud to treat his indigestion, and has been sold to families as toothache drops? Well, it goes by a few names: Bolivian marching powder, Charlie, snow, but most of us know it as cocaine. Cocaine is a powerful stimulant, and unlike Diet Coke, it's classified as a Class A banned substance. One of the most iconic ways to take the drug is by rolling up a banknote and snorting. Or, that's what Paul Lewis tells me, he knows a lot about banknotes. This has caused some pretty bold claims about the amount of notes in circulation that have cocaine on them. Some say 99% of notes in London have cocaine. But how on earth can we know that? And if all those notes have the drug on them, what should we conclude? A Bristol-based company, Mass Spec Analytical, has developed a nifty way to check the presence of cocaine on banknotes. If you have a couple of mass spectrometers and a high-powered money oven, you can try it yourself at home.
You will need two mass spectrometers, one thermal desorption unit, one banknote, nitrogen to taste. First, preheat banknote between two plates in the thermal desorption unit. Bake for 1 second until any materials on the notes have evaporated. Draw vapour up into the mass spectrometer. Pass the vapour over a high voltage needle. You should now have ions. Separate ions by mass. Pass ions with same mass as cocaine through first mass spectrometer. Collide ions with pre-prepared nitrogen molecules, breaking your ions into smaller fragments. Pass through second mass spectrometer to filter out all cocaine ions. You should now have 3 to 10 micrograms of cocaine, banknote dependent.
So that's how to do it. And is it really true that pretty much any banknote you touch has cocaine on? I asked Richard Sleeman, Scientific Director of Mass Spec Analytical.
Cocaine is very prevalent on banknotes. It's on virtually every banknote. So, you know, it's very important to look at large numbers of notes and to ascertain whether, on average, the amounts are larger than you typically see in general circulation. So what we're doing is comparing the exhibit that we bought with samples that we've taken from general circulation over the years.
So that's interesting. So the question is not, is there cocaine on the banknote? Because you're saying they've all got cocaine on them. The question is how much?
Exactly, yes.
So I thought it was a myth that all banknotes had cocaine on them. But you're telling me that they've all got some on.
Unlike many other drugs that decompose quite rapidly, cocaine is quite a stable chemical and survives for a long period of time. Some people use banknotes to snort cocaine, and therefore some banknotes become very highly contaminated with the material. So when those notes are reintroduced into the banking system, they go through counting machines, they go through ATMs, other notes follow them through and come into contact with the same rollers and same internal surfaces in those machines, and therefore the contamination is spread.
Does the amount of cocaine on banknotes vary from place to place? The cliche suggests that all the cocaine is around the City of London and not so much elsewhere, but maybe that's wrong.
Well, in terms of banknotes, it appears to be wrong, yes, because we've conducted a study with the University of Edinburgh Statistics Department. We studied banknotes from 8 different locations. We looked at 1,950 banknotes, and all of those had cocaine present. The 8 locations were selected after discussions with the Bank of England. They covered a wide geographical area. It gave the the best overall view of what was present in England and Wales. We looked to see if there was any evidence for there being differences in the amounts found in different geographical locations. We found no evidence for that.
And can you detect any trends in drug use through the analysis of banknotes?
There are trends, not so much with cocaine, but for certain drugs like, for example, MDMA, ecstasy, was very popular. It fell away a bit and then appears to be coming up again. So it's becoming more popular again, and that's reflected in the amount that we see on banknotes.
So it seems that wherever you are in the country, your banknotes are very likely to be contaminated by cocaine. So are we all carrying around drugs?
You've got to consider these things as more or less environmental contaminants. It's everywhere. There have been studies, for example, of river water. The River Thames has cocaine flowing down it. The River Po in Italy has been studied. Some cities they've studied, they've actually found cocaine present in the air, particularly in South America, but also in, for example, Milan. They've analysed air from Milan and found traces of cocaine. So it is everywhere.
Things are changing in the world of contaminated banknotes, however. That is partly because drug habits do change, something Richard Sleeman says he can detect in his analysis over time. But it's also because banknotes themselves are changing. New polymer notes would melt if subjected to the testing process used on paper money, so Mass Spec Analytical are looking at new methods. Now, I'd love to think of a joke with which to conclude, but I can't think of any good lines.